Morning to you, Ben. I haven't spoken to you since you have secured another Trainers Premiership title. Congratulations.
Thank you, Michael. It's a big thrill for the whole of Lindsay Park. Dad, Tom and I are very happy to win it.
Did I read somewhere that it was the 27th Premiership here in Victoria for Lindsay Park?
Yes, that is correct.
It's an amazing record, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a testament to our brand to be able to be competitive at the highest level for so many years and to continue it on. I think Tony McAvoy's won a couple of premierships for Lindsay Park as well. So there's been Peter, there's my dad, Colin. So it's a good tradition and hopefully Tom and I can continue it.
Well, this would have been a rather sweet premiership to win because obviously it's the last one with your dad, who's now ensconced in Hong Kong. So how much of the focus was aimed towards winning this premiership to send your dad off with another premiership win?
I always want to try win the premiership. And Dad did want to win, as is his last season. We're very lucky because Kiramar and Dave Eustace got within one win of us with about 6 weeks or 2 months to go. And we're a bit worried. But then we had a good little couple weeks and we had a couple of trebles and doubles and we managed to kick clear again and just enough to hold them off because they were coming hard at us late.
I was going to say you're doing it on your own this next season because Dad David is in Hong Kong and it's a different look Lindsay Park because he's taken a lot of your good stock as well. So how's the upcoming season and most importantly the Spring Carnival looking like with the artillery that yourself and Tom will have to fire?
He wasn't too mean. He didn't take too many. It's a really good one. But he has taken a couple. I wish we had a couple that he has been given. But we wouldn't have had them anyway if he didn't go to Hong Kong. So we haven't lost too many. The blower's just coming around the corner. We haven't lost too many, and it should. I think we've got a really good group of three-year-olds coming through, and I'm looking forward to it. It's got to be a good challenge, and Tom and I are hungry to try to win another premiership.
If you were going to throw a three-year-old name out to follow for the RSN listeners right now, who would you have your eye on?
I think Personal's come back very well. Very happy with her. All her work at home has been really nice. A horse that won in the winter called Asar. He's been on the freshen up, but we've been very happy with him back at home. And he's a horse that we're going to set on the Guineas Park. We'll see how he runs up in grade. But I think the ability he's shown at home, he can go and be very competitive at the highest level. And Minaj, I really like her. So we've got a nice little group of three-year-olds and hopefully one of them, they can pick off a nice race. It'll be very good.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for them and we'd love to see your babies in the new season as well. And last season, Hard Landing was one of those who we get to see back at the Valley. He won the Maribyrnong Plate at its first start over Cup Week at Flemington. We haven't seen since he finished down the track in the Blue Diamond Prelude. Has he come back this time in? And do you think he's a stronger horse? Because he showed a lot of speed on both his two-year-old starts.
He definitely did. He was fantastic at Flemington during Cup Week. And he actually had a reason for his poor run in his next start. He actually, a couple of days later, pulled up with got really sick, had pneumonia. And we had to go really easy on him. So that's why he's so lightly raced. We've given him all the time in the world. Been happy with his build-up. His trials have been nice. And if he can run to his first race, you'd think in a race like Saturday, he'd be very competitive. He does have a big weight, but he's drawn a nice gate and should get a good run.
After having an illness like that, I suppose there'd be some concern how they come back. Has he shown you that he's back as good as he was?
Yeah, that's always the question mark. But in his track work, he's absolutely fine. He's fresh as anything. He was like he was before he went into his first run. So at this stage, he looks like he's back to normal, and I'm hoping he can because he's a lovely horse. He's filled out and he's strong and got some great owners in the horse, so it'd be fantastic to be able to get him to win again.
Yeah, well, he's beautifully bred, isn't he? All Too Hard out of Switzerland. Is he still a speed horse? Will he go forward? Looks a lot of speed in the race on Saturday.
There is a lot of speed. I don't think he has to leave. We've drawn a gate where we could probably buy him a little bit on the patient side. In his trials, he's wanted to race a bit, but I think in race conditions with a bit faster tempo, he'll relax. So he'll be thereabouts, probably just behind the speed if there's a lot of speed.
What do you make of your two-year-old filly Wide Awake, a winner in weaker class at the Valley last start? How has she progressed?
We're very happy with her, but I think you put it well then. It was a weaker race, and she's right up in grade. So it'll be interesting to see where she's at from this race, and it will probably guide us where we place her after a run on Saturday. But she's drawn a bit of a sticky gate, but she was very impressive last start, coming from last, so it might not be an issue.
Can Five Kingdom improve second up in race eight?
He might need one more run. He's a horse that's coming off the injury setback, had a long time in the paddock. I was happy enough with his first run, but I just think he'll be at his best third, fourth up.
And Sebra Kate's a really interesting runner in the last. You've drawn a good gate. We haven't seen him since the end of last year, and I think he's had a throat operation since then. But if you have a look at his form this time last year, he was second to Bivouac, first up in the Vane Stakes, and not far behind the likes of Super Seth and Darlasan. It reads pretty well for a winter Saturday meeting at Moonee Valley.
Definitely. He had very good form, and unfortunately he went in the wind, and we did a first wind op with him, and it didn't work. So he's now had two wind ops, and this prep, his wind seems much better. So I think if he can get the oxygen into those lungs and he gets a nice run, he'll be very competitive, as you said. If he can run to his form behind Bivouac and the like, he'll be very competitive on Saturday. I'm be very happy with him. His build-up seems nice. He's won both his trials, so he should be competitive.
With those wind operations, do you really not know how successful it's been until they're under race conditions, or can you get a guide from trials and track work?
Sorry, the blowers are starting up again. Could you say that again?
Give your workers the morning off then. with those throat operations, is it a case until they're under race day pressure, you're not really 100% sure how successful it's been?
Yeah, it is. It is. You can half tell in track work. You can listen to them coming up the hill. You can see if the noise they make has changed. But until they're under heavy pressure, you never really know. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm an optimist. I think the wind off has worked and he'll run a good race, but we won't know till Saturday.
Got a couple of interesting runners on Saturday. Who do you think's your best?
Probably between Hard Landing and Sebra Kate. Slight leaning to Hard Landing.
All right. And what about today and tomorrow? You've got one at Ballarat and you've got a nice team heading to Geelong. Have we got a bank builder?
Well, I think Frederick, he was a very good run first up. He'll definitely improve. He's done fantastic out of his run. And I think a little step up in trip really suits him. We've just got to overcome a wide gate. But I've always really liked this horse. And I think if he gets a good run in transit, he'll be right in the money. And a horse called I'm the Business in race six. He's going very well. I think he'll run a very good race.
All right, a couple of nice ones tomorrow for the punters. Frederick the Dane in race one and I'm the Business in race six at Geelong. Good on you, Benny. Good luck over the weekend.
And thank you.